Despite a stunning reversal in form for the All Blacks in their 35 points to 23 win over South Africa on Sunday morning in Johannesburg, coach Ian Foster's days could still be numbered. New Zealand Rugby Chief Executive Mark Robinson refused to divulge any details about Foster's future in a media conference yesterday, which has commentators suggesting that it's a signal the coach's reign is about to come to an end. Robinson says Foster, quote, knows where things stand in relation to decisions about his future, and NZR was, quote, working out the process over the coming days. Rugby reporter Jamie Wall is with us now. Hi, Jamie.
Good morning, Corin. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm trying to make sense of this. The players back Foster, but it seems as though the management, or the rugby union's management, don't.
Yeah, that's a pretty accurate assessment of what we're figuring out from a press conference that didn't actually give us any definitive answers last week.
But that was an answer in itself, wasn't it? Because, you know, you have a win like that, and they could have come out and said, he's safe.
Exactly. But I don't think that one win is going to reverse all the other ones and the other losses that the team has had in the last sort of 8 months or so. So I think that them winning put New Zealand Rugby in a pretty difficult position, which would be perhaps the first time that's ever happened. And so, because now there's no clear mandate for him to lose his job, because he's just proven that at least with the staff changes that he's made, bringing in Jason Ryan, because it was very obvious Ryan's influence, not just on the win over the weekend, but also the loss last weekend, that the improvements that he was making to the forward pack were working. And so, you know, there is like a little bit of a glimmer of hope there. You can kind of see going forward that perhaps if Foster just had the right people around him, then he could continue with the job. So, yeah, it's put them in a kind of tough spot, but it was pretty obvious from what Mark Robinson was saying last night that, yeah, we were probably going to sack him.
Do you think they've started the process? They'd already started the process?
From what we're hearing, yeah, that process had already, a conversation had already kind of taken place, and that, you know, Foster doesn't want to lose his job, and so perhaps this has just given him a bit of a mandate to dig his heels in.
He has, right? He's fired back. He said overnight, he said to reporters in South Africa that he expects to be in the job come Christchurch in 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, he made a pretty cryptic statement at the end of that match when he was being interviewed on Sky TV, when Jeff Wilson asked him, you know, do you expect to be how are you looking forward to be coaching the against Argentina in a couple of weeks? And he just said, I don't know, which, you know, leads me to believe that, you know, obviously that he knew that something was going on. So, I mean, it's really tricky, and it was kind of tricky in the press conference last night because, you know, this is obviously an employment matter. You can't just, you know, Mark Robinson can't just come out and say, like, yeah, well, we're going to fire a guy, because you can't do that. You know, it's no different to my job.
So they shouldn't have said anything, right? They should have just not held it.
Well, you see, that's the thing, is I have a little bit of sympathy for them for that, because the last time they didn't say anything, I had to come on your show and talk about a press conference.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think that they were damned if they do and they're damned if they don't. And I think that they probably made the right choice by at least doing something. So from a Collins perspective, it's a tough one.
Yeah.
And, you know, Robinson is, you know, he's happy to answer questions and he talked for a while. So I'll give him that.
So what happens now? Right, let's just play this out. So you think if there's a process started now, the board will meet, they will talk with the management and the players, get some sense of what to do. Is it possible we could have, say, Scott Robertson in charge of the All Blacks in 2 weeks' time against Argentina?
Well, anything's possible. It's up to the board to decide that, because that's the one thing that Robinson can't do. It's not part of his job to appoint or fire the All Black coach. It's on the board to do it, which is he made quite clear, and that's one thing that got made clear in that press conference last night. And also that the review process, there's a couple of question marks around it, because it was raised in that press conference that there wasn't actually anyone from NZR High Performance Unit on the tour itself. And so the review of the management staff would be done by the management staff themselves, which raises a couple of questions around the integrity of that. But yeah, like you said, you mentioned Scott Robertson's name. I personally don't think that's a possibility. I think his comments a couple of weeks ago led me to believe that he was, of course, looking offshore for his next coaching gig, and that he doesn't want to inherit the team in the state that it's in right now. He'd want a fresh slate to come in and bring in his own people, and probably make a few personnel changes as well. That probably wouldn't be feasible at this point of a season.
What do you think yourself? Do you think that it is time up for Foster, despite this, which was a remarkable win? I mean, in isolation, it was an incredible win.
Yeah, you're right. It was. And no one saw it coming, including myself. And I'll put my hand up and say that I was expecting them to go down in the same fashion that they did the week before. So for them to come out and play like we expect the All Blacks to play, which is to really assert themselves on a team early and, you know, run the game, and then to overcome a very difficult situation in the end when Beauden Barrett was carded, it was remarkable. But in saying that, why could they have not started doing this in Ireland last year, in Paris, and then against Ireland again? Why has it taken them this long? To me, it felt like a team that had the shackles taken off it a little bit, and so therefore the coaching strategy that we'd seen was something that clearly wasn't working until he knew that the axe was literally an inch above his neck. So I think it's time for a change. I think that if he does stay on, there's got to be at least some changes in the management and the other assistant coaches as well. I think that the union's plan B option of Joe Schmidt being in there with Jason Ryan assisting him is probably the most likely thing that's going to be happening.
Jamie Wall, thank you very much. Rugby reporter. It's going to be a heck of a week for rugby fans.